Sunday Scaries is proud to partner with the Blind and Beyond radio show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scaries' CBD is sourced from USDA-certified farms outside of Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scaries today with a 100% money-back guarantee at SundayScaries.com and save 20% off your first purchase with code BB20. Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Hey, listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome to your show. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. Welcome. If you'd like to call in, which I would love you folks out there, whether you're sighted or whether you're visually impaired, please give us a call. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Let me say that nice and slow. 407-894-1680. 1-800-273-1680. And if you're tuning us in for the first time and you don't know what this is all about, well, we say we're the bridge between the sighted folks and the blind folks. This show is, well, we try to inform you, we try to educate you, we try to entertain you. Any calls? Well, you can call up and ask any questions you'd like. But before we get started, let me introduce you to players tonight. To my left, we have my beautiful, my what? What do you want to say? What do you
move
wait?
Along.
Move along. Move. She's saying move along.
Move along.
Her name is Lynn Golder. She's the co-host. I just introduced you.
Okay.
Well, all right.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And yes, it's the September 13th edition. 2020, and today is Grandparents' Day, and we'll talk about that a little bit, Sheila.
And our other co-host, the fabulous, the one, the only, Sheila Young.
Good evening, everybody, and happy Grandparents' Day.
And in the studios, he's the only one in the studios because Sheila Young is home in her house. Lynn Gold is home in her house, and I'm, of course, with Lynn, so I'm home, too. And we have in the studios, his name is Chris Shaw, but don't tell him. Chris Shaw, are you there?
Man, I don't know what my name is today, man. Today just been a horrific day. Rain, losses, and a loss. I know you feel some kind of way. We just basically wrapped the game up and mailed it out via Amazon Prime. Okay,
well,
that's why I'm
that
at.
Was
you too.
That was Chris Shaw.
You
and
too.
Folks, I have to tell you something.
I have one shout out.
Oh, you have a shout out?
We
have a shout out. Shout out.
Okay. And then Sheila and I would like to talk about Grandparents' Day. But I have one shout out, and I'd like to say hello to Susan W. in the Villages, Florida. Hello, Susan. Hope you're
hello,
listening.
Hello, Susan.
Okay, Michael.
Wait, we have a shout out.
I want to give Eugene, just send prayers to Eugene. It's not him, but I just want to let him know that we're praying for him going through a difficult time. And my son, Chris, my baby, will be 40 tomorrow. So happy early birthday, Chris.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Wrong, Chris.
Oh.
That's funny.
But
okay.
Chris and I are the same age, so I get it.
Okay. So you could be my son, Chris.
Right. Right. Yes, ma'am.
It could be ours.
Well, we've had a couple birthdays, too. We had our grandson was yesterday.
22.
He's 22, our grandson. And we had, Rachel. Hers the 19th.
Yeah.
Yep. And Desiree, our daughter Desiree. I won't tell her age, but she's getting close to 50.
Speaking of Desiree.
Her birthday was the 7th of the month.
She would take the contest for, we were talking off the air about grandparents' names, Sheila, and hers is Gigi. I don't know where she got that.
She didn't want to be called any Gigi. Grandma, so she's Gigi.
Let's talk about that really quickly so Sheila and I can get that off our chest. So I just wanted to tell everybody, yes, today is Grandparents' Day, and the question is it the same day every year? Well, it is always celebrated on the first Sunday after Labor Day. Did not know that.
Yep.
This year, that's Sunday, September 13th, which is today. So while we honor our grandparents every day, take an extra moment to appreciate all the joy and wisdom that grandparents bring to our lives. And we welcome you to call in. And if you're a grandparent, say hello. Or maybe you're a grandchild and you would like to mention your special grandparent.
Well, also, we got another guest on the conference with us today. I don't know. You kind of chuckled at her. I don't know who that was in the background whining, but I think they had something they wanted to say. So we might as well introduce them as a special guest today as well.
I think it was Miss Green.
Is that who it was,
yes.
Miss Green?
The whining is Daisy. The panting is Miss Green.
Okay, so
and little.
Evie doesn't say anything. Right, Evie? Yeah. Okay, so Sheila, you said you had a little something?
Oh, about Grandparents' Day?
Yes.
It was attempted to be started back in the early 70s by a woman named Marion McWade. And her thought was to honor the elderly persons that were either shut-ins or in nursing homes that didn't have anybody come to visit them. So President Jimmy Carter in 1978 passed a legislative, you know, declaration that the first Sunday after Labor Day would be Grandparents' Day. And a lot of people don't realize it, but it started in 1978. So, and it's just to give thanks to all of the elderly people. And there's another part to foster grandparenting. So there's a lot to it that people don't have a clue about. So,
well, I never heard about it before.
Yeah, and I didn't. Well, I've heard about it, and I knew about it. I've known about it for a long time, but I learned a whole lot more on one of the calls I was on Thursday evening on ACB Community. So that was an interesting little tidbit of information that I didn't know. So,
well, Sheila, I got to tell you, the audience, something, because there's a few people that have written me. I want to make something clear. People have asked how I went blind because they didn't know. Well, I thought I'd mention it many times on the radio. How I went blind was due to stress. Believe it or not, you'll say, how can you go blind due to stress? Well, you can. It happened to me. Suddenly, one day, stress hit me, and that was it. I went blind. It also gives you cancer, which I got cancer, too, from stress. So if you read about stress, you can hear about it. All about stress. We have a product which is just introducing today. You'll hear about it later on the show. It's called Sunday Scariest. Sunday Scariest, well, they have products, CBD products, and those products relax you. That's what they're supposed to do. And I guess if I would have had those products, me, who knows, maybe I never would have gone blind. I never knew how to relax. Mine was always stress, and I didn't know how to relax, how to step away from whatever project I was doing. And it just, believe it or not, it hit me. And when I lost my eyesight, I went to two different hospitals, Bascom Palmer in Miami, Wills Eye in Philadelphia. And they both told me the same story. Stress did me in. And the reason for that is too much cortisol to the brain. So as my eyes were fine, but the brain had too much cortisol. So if you want to look up, you can read about it now. But when I got it a little more than 10 years ago, back in 08, 09, nobody ever heard of it before. Now you can write about it. Stress.
You can read about it.
You can read about it, yeah. So if you have any questions, you feel free to call me, 407-894-1680.
I believe we're going to break.
Okay.
It's 7:15 if Chris can.
So when you listen from Sunday Scariest, they have a great product, and it'll come on later in the show. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Are you having difficulty finding domestically made masks? Are you tired of being reliant on China and expensive importers for personal protective equipment? RB Medical Supply is here to help. Our mission is to provide products made in the USA for anyone who needs it. We are cutting out traditional distribution supply chains and selling factory direct to keep you, your employees, and your family safe during the COVID-19 pandemic. Visit us today at rbmedicalsupply.com. BeyondTheBeyond.com. Mention promo code BEYOND10 to receive $10 off a purchase of $30 or more.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Sunday Scaries is proud to partner with the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scary's CBD is sourced from USDA-certified farms outside of Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scary's today with a 100% money-back guarantee at SundayScaries.com and save 20% off your first purchase with code BB20.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right. For all you folks that are visually impaired or blind, you don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and an interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. Welcome back. Welcome back. Don't forget, we are live, and I mean live from Orlando, Florida, in the Spectrum Communication Building. That's right. Spectrum powers our radio show. But we don't have Spectrum. We don't have a show because that's who powered that. Up, and away, Spectrum. And by the way, because of the virus, some of us are in our homes, but Chris Shaw is in the studios. That's right, because we are on the radio. This is not a podcast. We are on the radio. Just want you to know, if you're driving the car and you're listening, you can call us in too. You can call us in if you would just like to call and say hello. If you're driving, to call and say, hey, I'm listening to a radio show. I don't know if I like the show, but sounds pretty good. Well, hello. You know what? You can still call in. Whether you like the show or you don't like the show, you can still call and say hello. Right now, I'm going to turn it over, the show, right now, to a young lady. Her name is Cindy Hollis. And right now, I want to turn it over to the beautiful one, Sheila Young. Sheila Young, you there?
I am, Michael. Thank you. And I'm not so sure about the beautiful. I think Cindy is definitely that category. But anyway, I am so happy that Cindy was able to join us. She is one of the busiest people I've ever met in my life. But Cindy is ACB member services coordinator, but she is a genuinely kind, giving woman. She was, I think you were you born in California?
Yes.
And moved to Washington State and just moved to Minneapolis, Minnesota a little over a year ago. So Cindy, welcome, and thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for all those nice things. I didn't even pay you. My gosh.
Welcome, Cindy.
Hi.
So today is Grandparents' Day. So what are you called as a grandmother?
I'm Nana.
And how many grandchildren do you have?
I have three. Molly Mae is 12, and George James is 9, and Elena Grace is 6.
Beautiful names.
They are, and they don't live near you, so.
No, they live in Michigan.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, I know. Mine live in Mississippi, and Coco, which is an hour away from me, but, you know, it's still too far.
That's the worst part, really. Like, I always dreamt that I would be close to my grandchildren and that I would be, you know, that grandma that, like, went to all their school functions.
Yep.
Games.
Yep. Yep.
You know, that's my dream. You know?
Baseball games and volleyball or
whatever they're doing.
Whatever. Yep.
Yeah.
I know. And, you know, I love the memories when my mother was able to be at my boys' baseball games. You know, it's just a great memory. So let me just interject. If anyone would like to call in and say hello to Cindy, the number is 407 894-1680. Cindy has been so instrumental in doing so much for ACB, but we'll touch on that before you go. But Cindy, tell people how important it is to be part of something, whether you're ACB or not.
Sure. I mean, you know, I think life is about connection, and I know it's different for people if you're extroverts or introverts, right? But for me, I'm very much an extrovert, so I get a lot of energy from other people. But I think that you're referring to more like organizationally, and especially if you're of the in a person who is blind or visually impaired.
Yeah.
You know, when we are by ourselves, we are just one lone soldier out there, right? But when we belong to an organization, whether it's at a chapter level or state affiliate level, in ACB, there's also special interest affiliates, or from the national organization, you aren't alone. You have, you know, you're part of an army of people, and there's always wisdom and experience that you may not have that others do. So whether you're going through something new to you, it is likely not new to somebody else. And so there's so much for us to gain from one another. And it's all about, really, it's about that community and leveraging our energy and knowledge with other people like us who share similar, you know, interests, but also the challenges that we face as people who are blind or visually impaired.
And if they aren't part of ACB and NFB, mm-hmm. you know, how would you recommend they research and find a connection?
Well, I think first you can check out both websites and see what they have to offer. I think both organizations, national organizations, have been offering online opportunities. ACB, I can only speak to, you know, what we're doing because I'm involved in it. And I can just tell you that, you know, we're doing a lot. So there's that. You can come and check out some of those calls that we have throughout, not some, we have 80 this week alone. So there's a lot to choose from. But, and then also check out your local area, see what is being offered when we're able to be together again. Certainly go in person, meet people. You know, it's not really any different than, you know, trying to find the right church or the right school or whatever it might be. You want to find what fits you, what feels right. You know, but yeah, definitely all of the above, and both organizations have blind availability. Yeah.
Cindy, not to interrupt you, but this is the reason why I started Blind and Beyond Radio Show. The people that are disenfranchised, the people that are visually impaired and blind, or even the sighted folks that would like to know more about the blind folks. We started the radio show for this purpose, to educate so that people can entertain,
sure.
and have fun, so
this
support people can
yes.
tune in every Sunday, and they can hear us messing around, joking, talking. Sometimes it's fun, sometimes it's sad, sometimes we may cry based on what's going on. But I feel it's very important, like you said, whether you belong to NFB or ACB or any organization, whether you just listen to the radio show, it's a good thing so you can talk to other people. I always said before, when I was sighted, before I was ever blind, the only person I ever met that was blind was Stevie Wonder. I didn't know anybody who was blind. And when I went blind, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to turn to. I didn't know what to do in any way, shape, or form.
Sure. So, you know, I know, Sheila, you said you want to talk about this closer to my time on here being over, but I'm going to jump in if you don't mind.
That's okay. We can.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
And also, we have a caller, I think, that wants to talk to you, Cindy.
So let me go with this thought process, because, you know, I am a nana, so I might forget. But, you know, the need for people to be connected and to feel a part of something is so strong right now, especially with COVID. but it's not anything new, really. It's been there for a long, long time. And I can only speak to what we are offering, but in our ACB community, we have events every single day of the week. It can be as little as 8 or as much as 18 calls in one day. They range from social and fun to personal development, like classes, craft classes, knitting, crochet, talking about cooking and recipe sharing, it could be technology training. So people that are teaching iPhone, and we have Spanish classes, and it's just crazy. People
sounds wonderful.
Up.
And Cindy,
yeah.
Cindy, I'd like to interrupt you because we have people that would like to talk to you about all these activities. We have first we have, and I hope you don't think I'm being rude, but people would like to talk to you. We have Maya.
Bro, it's not mine.
I know. Here. It's hard to. So we have Mike from Aventura, Florida first, and then we have a first-time caller, Joanne from Des Moines, Iowa.
Oh, wow.
Joanne from Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah,
okay.
So let's take Mike for a minute, and then we'll go to Joanne, and then we'll go to break and come back.
Okay.
Okay.
Mike, you're on the line. Mike, you're
Hi, how are you tonight?
All right. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing okay. I just wanted to tell you that that's interesting what you talk about with stress. I was born blind, and I had to learn to deal with it, you know, when I was a kid, because my parents, they wanted me to be as independent as possible. But I find with the pandemic today and what's happening with that, I've been trying to get out with the media and talk to them about the situation. And I call up different people from the newspaper. But it's unfortunate. People just don't seem to. Maybe I'm wrong, or I don't know, don't seem to really care or don't really understand what's happening.
People care. Would you like to say hello to Cindy? Because she cares, and she's very...
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
She cares about support.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things out there that people can do from their home during this pandemic. So, you know, it's tough right now. Everybody's going through a tough time. I think everybody deals with it differently.
Yeah. So. I have trouble mainly with wearing a mask because I'm not just totally blind, but I'm hard of hearing, and it gets my whole, gets everything different. And people.
Well, Mike, I would recommend you try to get in touch with someone either with ACB or NFB.
Right.
And try to get involved in some of these community calls, and because you would get some support from other
leverage.
People.
There's Cindy used the word leverage, and that's very important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling,
Mike.
Thank
you.
Thanks for calling, Mike.
Keep Take care.
You're welcome. Okay.
Right.
I believe
now,
we have Joanne.
Joanne
from
Des Moines, Iowa.
I know I say it wrong. Nancy would say it's not Des Moines.
Joanne, are you there from Iowa?
I am here, yes.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi, and I'm anxious to say hello to Cindy and Sheila.
Hi, Joanne.
They're very, very good worker bees, and I wanted to say happy Grandparents' Day to people. My grandchildren call me Gram.
I love it. Well, thank you, Joanne.
I worked for 40 years for the Veterans Administration, and I'm retired now and can enjoy my grandchildren. And I love being a member of ACB and listening to the community podcasts and calls, conference calls. And ACB just had a wonderful virtual convention, and people from all across the country got to hear a lot of information, and this is just packed with information, and got to share with one another. And it's just wonderful to share with one another about lots of different topics. And anyway,
Joanne, do you belong to AARP?
I belong to ACB.
No, I'm saying the group called AARP.
Oh, No, I should. Yes, I'm 77.
Okay. If you're over 50 years old, you definitely should. They have great. Yeah, definitely should.
He switched from ACB.
Yeah, he did.
I threw an AARP in.
Yeah. That was a curveball.
Thank you, Joanne.
Thank you for calling.
Good night.
Keep on listening. Thanks for calling in.
We hope you continue to listen every Sunday night. Okay. So are we going to go to break, and are we going to say goodnight now, Cindy? What are we doing here?
Well, let's, Cindy, anything more you'd like to say, Miss Cindy?
Definitely, I want to make sure that I get an email address out there if anybody wants to be subscribed to our email list to get our daily schedule.
Okay.
You can email me at community@acb.org, especially if you have any questions.
And again.
No. community@acb.org. And, yeah, that's, you know, mainly, I mean, we do have podcasts. Joanne made mention of all of the podcasts. A lot of the community calls are streamed on ACB Radio, and then they are saved as podcasts. And so there are hours and hours and hours on every kind of topic imaginable available on acbradio.org.
So much going on. Yeah, I need a separate mailbox just for Sheila's emails. For ACB.
Well, thank you so much, Cindy, for calling in. Appreciate it. Thank you so much, Cindy.
You're welcome, and happy Grandparents Day to everybody.
Well, thank you so much.
You were a joy to have us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Look forward to meeting you again.
We're going to go to break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to do our first tribute.
Okay.
We're going to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And I don't hear the castanet.
Yes, I do.
Here you go.
All right, guys. Thank you so
Bye.
Much.
A new offering from CVS Pharmacy is making it easier for patients with visual impairments to manage their prescriptions. Spoken Rx is a new feature in the CVS Pharmacy app that allows patients to use their smartphone to scan a sticker on the bottom of their prescription bottle and hear important medication information read out loud in English or Spanish. Currently, the patient's name, medication strength, and dosage instructions are communicated, with more information coming in future enhancements. 1,500 CVS Pharmacy locations will be equipped to use these stickers by the end of the year, and they'll be available in all CVS Pharmacy locations nationwide by the end of 2021. To learn more about Spoken Rx or check availability near you, visit cvs.com/SpokenRx.
Are you having difficulty finding domestically made masks? Are you tired of being reliant on China and expensive importers for personal protective equipment? RB Medical Supply is here to help. Our mission is to provide products made in the USA for anyone who needs it. We are cutting out traditional distribution supply chains and selling factory direct to keep you, your employees, and your family safe during the COVID-19 pandemic. Visit us today at rbmedicalsupply.com. Mention promo code BEYOND10 to receive $10 off a purchase of $30 or more.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 leader dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dog's campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios.
We're back. Oh, yes, we're definitely back. We're back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And it's trivia time, trivia time, trivia time. So listen tonight. This is going to be unusual trivia. Listen to what I'm going to say. It's a question. Here's the question. Now I got to get an answer. The question is, can you name 2 people? And in their name is Little. I'll give you an example. The guy's name is Little Willie John. He had a song called Talk to Me. I just gave you one name.
But it doesn't have to be related to music.
Yes, it has to be music. Something in the music industry. It has to be in the music industry.
Now, hold on. Wait a minute. Listen.
Some people with the name Little. I can think of lots of people with the name Little.
I'm glad you can.
Because, I mean, we got so many littles in the hip-hop world, it don't make sense. Now, it's a little this, a little that, a little this.
No, the name of the person has to be Little. I just said his name is Little Willie John. So it could be the guy, person have to have some songs, hits. Talk to Me was a big song. He had many hits. His name is Little Willie John. But I could think of many people that are popular today and yesteryear. Can you name 2? The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Can you name 2?
Okay, now let me ask you this, because
Little.
To be clear, and you have to make clarification when you say Little. So we can't say Little Luther and Big Luther, right?
No. We're talking in the name.
Right.
I just saw his name is Little.
That is in the name.
That was the name. His name is Little Willie John. Well, that was his name.
But what I'm saying
is, if I start telling you 2 names, what?
What I'm saying is, can I say Little Stevie and then Big Stevie? Because we're talking about Stevie Wonder? Because we say...
he was what I was thinking of. So now he just gave another name. Okay, so now we're talking Little Stevie Wonder. So that was another name. So he just gave it.
If somebody does a hip-hop one, you won't know it, and Chris will know it. Okay.
But we want 2. So we just gave away 2 names already.
Waiting.
Don't mention Little Stevie Wonder, because he just told one I was thinking of. So Little Stevie Wonder was there. His name was on the record. Little Stevie Wonder.
While we're waiting, Chris, can you please play the grandparents' song that Sheila
wrote? Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Can you name 2 people?
I have to say that's one of the hardest ones you've ever done, Michael.
No, come on.
Yep, it is. Let's listen to this song.
Thank you for your love, for your prayers, for the things you've given. How could we recount all you've done on this side of heaven? We're grateful and we want to say thank you for all the things you say and do. Thank you for showing us a love that's true. Thank you.
I thought it was Chris Shaw singing.
Thank you for loving us. Na, 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 na.
na 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 na. All those summer nights spent with you, sitting on your porch swing. I can still hear your voice and the songs that you'd sing. Sweet memories that won't fade away.
Okay, Chris.
That's beautiful, Sheila.
Na, 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 na.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was Chris Shaw singing.
Oh, that's sweet. That is beautiful.
Sounds like you, Chris.
It is very pretty.
I got a little bit of it.
Anybody calling in yet?
Not yet. Not yet.
Okay.
But
phone number calling is 407-894-160. So,
you got it, Chris.
His name has to be Little something. Like I said, the two people that called Little Willie John and also Little Stevie Wonder. But that was in the record. If you look up the first record Stevie Wonder ever did, his name was Little Stevie Wonder. That was on the record. That was the way he was introduced on American Bandstand. He was introduced Little Stevie Wonder. On the record
I only know one answer, so I am just stumped on this one. Stumped.
You only know one, Sheila?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. Sheila, no
way.
Well,
off the air.
Okay. We'll wait. We'll give it some more time because I got several littles on my head already that I'm thinking
about. I'm sure you do.
I
don't listen to him.
Look, we went through one little too many. So it's a whole band of littles. It's worse than all the ones that we had to go through as ice. You had an iced tea, you had an ice cube, you had an ice flavor,
I'm thinking of, I'll tell you right now, I'm thinking of some people that the last 50 years, these two people were named Little in the name when they were introduced.
So you have
one of them.
No.
One of them,
Michael.
Mike, don't give it away, Mike. You about to give it away, Mike? Listen, all you have to do is call 407-894-1680 and name me an artist with the name Little in their name. All right.
There you go.
So it could be Little Stevie Wonder, or you could say Little. What was the first name you said, Mike?
Little Willie John.
All right.
Those are people that had hits.
Those are people that had
hits.
And
on the record said Little Willie or Little Stevie Wonder.
All right.
Okay, well, while we're waiting, do you have any callers? Because I wanted to read something while we're waiting.
No, go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to remind everybody, if you've been listening to our sponsors, that we have a new sponsor, CVS Pharmacy, that is promoting their Spoken RX. And what is Spoken RX? Well, it's a new feature in the CVS Pharmacy app. And guess what? It can read a specific type of sticker for patients with visual impairments or those who just have trouble reading standard print or tiny print like I do. Spoken RX is the first in-app prescription reader application to be developed by a national retail pharmacy. So by the end of this year, 1,500 CVS pharmacy locations will be equipped to affix the little sticker. It's called an RFID, which means radio frequency identification. That's complicated. Stickers to the bottom of the prescription container. And then by the end of 2020, well, guess what? Again, it'll be available to every single CVS pharmacy store nationwide. So that is very exciting. So then Michael won't have to ask me, what's in this bottle, Lynn?
But Lynn, how will they be able to identify their medication? Do they have to have a smartphone?
Let me read you a little bit more. So when the RFID stickers are scanned by Spoken RX in the CVS Pharmacy app, they're going to use Siri or a Google Assistant, and the prescription information will be spoken out loud. This information currently includes the patient's name, the medication name, the dosage, and directions, and will prove to be critical for patient safety and medication adherence. It'll be in English or Spanish. It is. I don't say it will be. It is. They already have it. And in the future, they will have additional information in their future enhancements. So the American Council of the Blind has been promoting it also. I know that.
Right.
Yeah. So it's very exciting. So you go to the CVS Pharmacy app from the App Store or Google Play.
Right.
So you just tell your pharmacist that you'd like to have the Spoken RX stickers, and he'll put it on your prescription.
So, Chris, ain't made calling yet?
Oh, yeah. This line is loaded. Oh, it just got hot real quick.
They were just waiting for me to be quiet.
All right, first.
So we got Sister Christine from Orlando, Florida. Christine from Orlando, Florida. Then we got Glennis from Orlando. And then we have Michelle from Orlando. So our first call is the one and only, none other than Miss Christine. Miss Christine, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hi, Christine.
Hi.
All right, so who you got? Who you got for us?
Who you got first? Name two people. Who? What you got?
Oh, I got one. I know Louis.
No, you have to have two, darling. Two. You have to have two. Oh. You have to have two.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that part. Okay.
Thank you for calling in. You have to have two.
Okay.
Call back. Yeah.
All right, then let's go over to Glennis. Glennis, do you have your two?
Yeah.
You have to have two.
I think so.
Okay.
I would say it's Little Richard.
That's one.
That's what I was thinking of. Little Richard, right. Little Richard is one. Yeah, who else?
Oh. Ohio.
Come on.
You don't have a second one?
Come on.
Sorry.
It's right there on the tip of your tongue. I see it.
Oh, God, Lord. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
You're in a blank. Sorry,
okay.
Guys.
Oh, this is hard, Michael.
All okay, right. Thanks for calling in. Who's the next person?
Thank you.
All right, let's go.
Thank you.
Let's go over and talk to Miss Michelle from Orlando. All right, so Miss Michelle, we've already got somebody.
You have two.
You got to have two.
I know, and I heard that, but I don't know that you're going to like my two because they're kind of in the rap category.
Come on. Okay. Is their name?
Okay, so I got have to
have
lot
the,
of,
Wait. Before you say it, it has to be on the record.
Right. So you can only give me two, though. Give me two. Just give me two.
I have, like they said, Lil Richard, Lil Kim, Lil Bow Wow.
Wait, no. Wait. You just got to give me, two.
Lil Kim.
Lil Bow Wow. You're absolutely right. Those two are on record.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. It's coming your way. Don't go away.
All right, Michelle, hold.
Pay to listen to Blind Me on Radio Show.
I believe she's a first-time caller.
Are you a first-time caller?
Oh, no. Well, for this show, yes, but not into the radio, no.
Right.
Well, your name is Miguel?
Michelle.
What is your name?
Michelle.
Yes. Oh, Michelle. I thought you said Miguel. Yes.
Okay. All right. Michelle, hold on one moment, all right?
Thank you.
We'll send you a $10 gift card for Subway.
Thank you.
Okay. Who else out? Anybody else out there?
Oh, man, I was just trying to get the other caller, and they hung up. Okay. Call back, caller. All right, so she said Lil Kim and Lil Bow Wow. Those are two hip-hop artists from back in, well, Lil Bow Wow, both of them still going today, matter of fact. So, yeah.
That's their name. When they introduce you on the stage, they said, here is Lil Kim.
It's Lil Kim, yeah, and Lil Bow Wow.
Okay.
And Lil Bow Wow got taller. So Lil Bow Wow not Lil Bow Wow no more. He just tall Lil Bow Wow.
It's a good thing we have you there, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, anybody else out there? Anybody else have anybody two names? There's a lot of names out there that I'm talking about, people around 50 years that had the name on the record, Little.
Michael. Right.
So let me get Miss Michelle information. So hold on one moment. No, it's a lot more.
Are you taking another winner? Oh, he's taking another winner.
Sure. Okay.
All right, so I'm going to let y'all talk. Let me talk to Miss Michelle.
Okay. Well, we have 5 minutes for this.
Okay, anybody else calling in? 407-894-1680. So, two names.
That's a really hard question.
Well, one person told her right away that I was surprised. You didn't answer that right away.
I knew Little Richard.
Yeah, well.
So,
that was one.
I genuinely, like I said, you asked a hard question. So. Okay.
So, Sheila, speaking of Grandparents' Day, did your new baby granddaughter call you today? Allison Marie?
She's 2 weeks old. I don't think so.
I thought maybe she'd call and cry or something.
No, you know, it's funny because a lot of people don't even realize it's Grandparents' Day.
I never did until I don't know you told me.
I've been a grandfather for over 25 years, and nobody ever said to me,
Grandfather, happy Father's Grandfather's Day.
Yeah, it's, you know, it is sad that we don't get phone calls, and I don't care about a card, but just a call to say Happy Grandparents Day, yeah. We love you. That's a
we
really
love
nice.
You.
That,
we love that feeling.
Yeah.
That's a nice thought. So, you know, I have a 4.5-year-old grandson. I have a 17-year-old granddaughter. I have, you know, a 23-year-old step-grandson.
We know someone, 5 generations of girls in the family, 5 generations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really neat.
Yeah, 5 generations.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yep.
We have, let's see, we have 1, 2, 3, we have 4 generations,
yeah,
right,
that's
now.
What we have.
Yeah, we have 4.
Yeah, we would have had 5, but.
Yeah.
So, yes.
I do hope we have time for people to call in and let us know, what are you called as a grandparent? Because, you know, it's interesting, like Cindy said, you know, Nana and Meemaw.
I'm called Poppy.
Okay, Poppy, I got one for you then.
Uh-oh.
Meemaw, I got one for you. We got Miss Joanne calling from Orlando, right around the corner, up the road. Uh-oh, what's that? I didn't know that was coming in. Okay, got it. All right, so we got Miss Joanne calling from Orlando. Miss Joanne, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Miss Joanne, can
Hi,
you
Joanne.
Name...
Hi, Sheila. How are you, honey?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Joanne.
Good. Hello. This is my first time calling.
Oh, goody.
There you go. So can you name 2 people with the name Little?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Little Wayne.
Okay, that's one.
And, oh, my gosh, it just went out of my head.
Yep, that's 2.
Little Anthony and the Imperials.
There you go.
I'm telling you, that's the one I was thinking of originally. Little Anthony and the Imperials. That's right. That's exactly what I was saying. Little Anthony and the Imperials. Absolutely.
Good
and Little
job,
Richard.
Joanne.
I was racking my brain, boys.
You nailed it. You nailed it.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you. It was fun playing.
And you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
We hope you continue to
Okay. I thought that you only gave one other call. I was just piping up. That's all.
No, you got a card.
You got a gift card coming your way. $10 gift card. Absolutely.
All right. Great. I enjoy the show. I've been listening for a while.
All right, Joanne. Okay. Hold on one moment. Don't hang up, all right?
Okay.
Chris, I do have her information if you don't get it. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have 1 minute to the top of the hour. So
that was it. See, I thought of Little Richard and Little Anthony and the Imperials. Those are 2 people I thought about right away. And then Little Willie John, and then Little Stevie Wonder.
And look, I got...
But Little Willie John and Little Richard and Little Anthony. Those 2 people were around for years, Little Anthony Imperials and also Little Richard.
And
you're older than me, Michael.
You ever heard of Little Anthony?
Yeah.
In the Imperials?
Yeah.
He knows.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
Okay.
She wants to make sure you're...
Okay, that's it. That's what she writes. That's our first trivia of the night.
And the second hour, we'll do Sheila's trivia.
Yeah, the second hour, we'll do Sheila's song.
Okay, so can I give you some more? Because Joanne said Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne is a hip-hop artist, all right? The other caller called in and said Lil' Kim and Lil' Bow Wow. Now, I was thinking about Lil' John. He's a hip-hop artist from Atlanta, Georgia. And then I was thinking about Lil Romeo. There's another hip-hop artist, and he was the son of legend artist or hip-hop artist Master P.
Holy
cow.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's a lot.
Okay.
It's a lot. So
that's what you write. That's it.
Chris,
Dobo.
We're going to go to top of the hour.
We're going to go to top of the hour, come back, and do our second hour of the Blind Man on Radio Show. You're listening to the Blind Man Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back with the second hour of the Blind Man Radio Show. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back.